Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mama. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud Nine right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we ride the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud Nine. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate mommy.
Actually, I'm not doing so good. Why?
I really don't know what you're talking about. I really have no idea.
Really?
I'm this innocent girl, and you make me out to be such an instigator. I have no idea what you're even talking about.
I'm taking a little 5-10 minutes spent on the phone last night between waiting for your table. You were trying to make me sure of Scott. I've been drawing R's all night. Like, wow, I'm a writer. Am I going to be a rough writer?
Or are you going to get rough written?
Oh my gosh, like so many people have been hitting up about that tweet and the blast that I did on BM. And they are really excited about me doing this. So I figure that if I go ahead and do this, the crazy part 5, that this could possibly spin off to my little bedroom thing that I wanted to do, Chop After Dark. Now, see, if I was a hoe and I was fucking everybody, it would be mad cool because, like, every few nights I'd have a different nigga in my bed and we'd be, like, talking, you know, after sex talk. Now, let's just say if I was single and I fucked, like, 3 to 5 dudes a week. Only 2 of them all get to hang around and hold me out fucking. After I bust my nut and they bust their nut, they would have to go. Is that bad? I mean, it's just like, it's just some dudes that are not meant to stick around. It's like, up and then let me come and then go. Now, in that room, I said if I was a hoe and if I was single. But before I had a relationship, I went several months out fucking because I didn't just give my pussy to any and everybody. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, y'all gotta understand me to really know how to be mean and stuff like that. But sometimes one dick or two dicks just don't do it for you. So you can fuck Monday and be horny again on Tuesday and fuck Tuesday or find you some dick Wednesday. Or you can just say, fuck Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then, you know, Saturday, Sunday, I'm just going to go all out. I mean, me personally, in a perfect world, I would love to spend all day fucking on a Saturday. Get up, cook breakfast, and just fuck all day with TV. Get up, take a shower, the hot water hit Chica because I know she's going to be, you know, swollen and puffy and stuff like that. And then, you know, cook or order in and then fuck again. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my thoughts. I mean, I'm not saying that those are right or whatever, but those are my views. So I am like, I'm just so ready to get this, this challenge out the way because I know that it's going to bring me more shit that I don't need, but it's like...
But think about it, though. You challenge how many people, you know what I'm saying? Like, and finally, I told you, you're going to meet somebody who's going to challenge you, and I just so happen to have set it up.
And you know, I was just waiting for it to be just radio shit, like, oh, Chop, you know, I'm just playing, da da da. Oh, no. It's like, word up, like, dead
it's,
ass.
It's
like,
serious, yeah. It's no gaming.
Man, I swear, this better be some good. It better be a street item or whatever. But because he's a sweet person, I can overlook certain things that I wouldn't be able to overlook on normal people. When you have a nice personality, it's like, you know, and you're a sweet person, you get a lot of passes for other stuff than if you was just some random dude that I was going to fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's always like that. You're going to treat good-looking people different than you treat ugly people. That's the truth.
You know, sometimes ugly people got some some big good dicks. I mean,
I mean, sometimes, I mean, I'm pretty sure they do. I just,
yeah, the face, like, I don't know. I've been the type of chick that I've even been turned by ugly sex faces that a guy might make. I'm just like, really? What? You're like, ew. Or it's like, cut the light off. Don't want to see you. I mean, it's like, he's like, he walks the line. He's borderline ugly or whatever. So it's like, it'd be like, child, why we don't ever go nowhere but to my crib? Because I be so tired. Because sometimes I have a problem telling a nice person that they're ugly.
You be lying.
I don't want. I'm just trying to just like
to sustain his feelings.
I try to be nice. Cause I'm gonna tell you. Okay, I used to have this theory that if you did somebody ugly, they have to take care of home because he's so ugly. If you cute, they happy to have you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
An ugly man will probably treat you better than a good-looking man.
No, no, no. That's a fucking lie. Guys,
you think
so? I've got one personal experience with y'all. Okay. Fort Lauderdale Day. One day, I was going to South Beach. On I-95, traffic was backed up. It was stuck. So I look over and see this ugly-ass dude, this nice-ass car. But it wasn't even the car that got me. It was his pickup line. He was like, you want a man with good credit. Word. And looking at the car, I had to be somewhat high.
I would have been like, depends. Is his credit going to buy me a new house with me a new car? Hell.
You know, it's okay because he ended up working for Po' Boys, and that was who Rick Ross's management company was at the time. And Briscoe was in the car with him. So we ended up in numbers and everything like that. He came over, and he actually, he said, night. Did I fuck him on the first night? No, because I was on my period, and I just, even if I wasn't on my period, I would have fucked him. You know what I'm saying? So then,
so did you suck him the first night?
No, I didn't. Because he was cute. But his personality and the fact that he was supposedly a God-fearing, he went to church this, that, and the third, right? So then, as I get him, we start dating a little bit. Then I find out this bitch is Haitian. Now, I don't discriminate. I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm a prejudiced person, but I grew up looking at the movies called Believers and all shit. You know, Haitians do voodoo or whatever. So I was a little cautious or whatever, right? So
Whoa, wait. He did voodoo.
You know, Haitians do,
yes,
Haitians,
I know.
I
don't do them Haitians.
There's a difference between the Haitian up north and the Haitian in Florida because you're so close to the homeland or whatever. So he had his big boy in me. I had my little LS, and you know he was like a straight car or whatever. So there are things wrong with my car, and because I'm not from Florida, I gotta always make sure my car is straight or whatever. So this is where problems come in because he was just like, "Oh, babe, you know I'm a man." I think you should get your windows tinted. I don't care about my windows being tinted. I just think you should have rinsed on your car. I don't care about that shit because that's not important to me. And he was like, "Oh, I think you need a tune-up. We'll go in half. And my sister has my car." Da, 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 da. And me personally, I've never been one of me that did shit for me. I always used to do myself or whatever. So what? I would have had paid for it because it's my car, and I have to get back and forth to work because I have no family there or whatever, right? So when he started saying how easy I'm going to come up off money for my car and everything like that, I guess he started getting some kind of ideas or whatever. So, you know, basically, we fucked, and we were a little freaky. I hit his ass with the dick in the pop rocks, fucked the whole world up. Then he would be always in my messages at times. My tennis game was crazy because I always ordered sneakers from all over the place and stuff like that, right? And he was a sneakerhead. So then, this is a thing that took me out. For some reason, I would never let him eat my pussy, ever. because I felt like if he ate my pussy, it's like he'd be sucking my soul for my coochie. You know what I mean? So I just had that thought. I'm like,
no. I've never in my life heard such malarkey.
I mean, that's just me trying to think about it. I still got this mental block out of dating a Haitian. Everything like that. So I'm like, yo, if I let this man put his lips on pussy, he gonna suck my soul out or whatever, right? Hey, that ain't never, we continue to fuck or whatever. So then, it's like something happened with my car, like the check engine light came on, and basically, trying to tell me that something was wrong with my engine, I was gonna need a new engine. Evidently, Monty must have been real good because he lived in Miami, in Carroll City. I live in Fort Lauderdale, 45 minutes away, not doing rush hour. It could be possibly an hour, hour and a half. This
dude,
he came and got my car, said he was going to take it to the shop or whatever. This motherfucker would not give me my car back. He did not want me going to South Beach walking, told me I lived in a rich white neighborhood and that he needed to buy me an iPod so my ass could listen to music and walk in the neighborhood. He did not let me drive to work. This bitch would drive an hour to take me to work, and I lived 20 minutes.
Because you
want to
make sure you ain't doing nothing else or with nobody else. They try to mistake it for as being nice, but it's really just being overprotective.
Call it what you want to call it. Remember, my disclaimer is, he's still Haitian, right? So, started not adding up with my car. Then he talking about my engine went out. And now I haven't seen my car. But I'm thinking, like, did my dude, he not up to no crazy shit or whatever, right? But tell me why every day I came from work, because he had keys to my crib, every day I would come home, run into the closet, and check my drawers and make sure they were all in place.
Whoa.
I always counted my pennies, always made sure they were in place, and when shit missing. I mean, I don't know. I'm telling you, in the back of my mind, it's always new to shit was going to fucking happen. So, make another long story short, he ganked for my car, and he got me for $3,000, because, you know, an engine ain't cheap. Then he went and tinted my motherfucking windows. He threw rims on the car. Girl, last time I saw a car was in March, right? So, April, I need my car. What the fuck? We ain't working out. Bring me my shit. Oh, I'm out of town with Rick Ross. We're on two da 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 da. Really? Okay. So what?
You ain't been out of town all this time.
I called the police. So I called the police. Like, I was gonna report the car stolen. And his people called me. Like, oh, Eve was in a car wreck. He's fighting for his life. Really? And all you worried about is your car. He really loves you. Really? Okay. What hospital is he in? You know what I'm saying? So then I'm like,
what vehicle was he in when he got in an accident? I need my car.
You know what I'm saying? So then I called the police. They come out and they was like, oh, because you gave him car, like, we really can't say that it's stolen. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, there was like unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. So when I told them about the car wreck, the officer was like, you know what? Give me the number. She calls. And, you know, she asked me to him, and they was like, he's in the records. Okay, well, what hospital is he? I can go see him this and the third. They flip the script. They hang up on her. Call me while the officer is right here. Bitch, I'm a buck. I will fuck you up. I will kill you. When you get your car back, I'm going to beat your ass. Matter of fact, I'm not going to give you shit back. That became a felony right there. The police was like, what? So, that night.
Wow.
I woke up in the middle of the night like somebody was stabbing me. I couldn't sleep for 4 or 5 days. Every time I ate something, it felt like I was getting stabbed. Every time I drank something, it felt like I was getting stabbed. My best friend's Jamaican, so she brought me all kinds of soup. I took like all kinds of acid, Tums, Rolaids, anything that I could say I felt like to fill my stomach. That's what I took. When I tell you, I dropped so much fucking weight, too. It wasn't funny. So then eventually, and I was able to get my stomach back together where I could eat and feel no kind of pain or whatever. So then we got past that. I just realized, okay, I'm never going to report it stolen. So then on July the 14th, the police called me and they found my car. I go to my car. I look at my car. This nigga been running drugs in my car because I used to be a transporter, so I know where you put the key, coke, and everything like that in your car. So I had to the police. I got my car back home. I had them come and check it out and look at fucking check it. They just put fingerprints and they check it for drugs. They put down if anything was found that my car got back from being stolen like several months, whatever, right? So
then,
get my car back that Wednesday. That Friday, I'm braiding my hair. Look at the inside of my thigh. I have like a little white mark. I'm thinking like it's a fucking, you know how you get like a little bump, like a little pimple or something like that? It's nothing, okay? We pop bumps all the time. It's like boom, like a little tip of pinhead. Then it's like, that Saturday, my leg is sore. And I was like, you know, because I scratched it. You know, it was an insect bite. So I thought. So I was like, fuck it. So I leave it alone. When I get in the shower, I mess with it again. So then it's like, it goes from being the size of a big pinhead to the size of a nipple. So I'm like, you know what? I'm fucking with this shit. I'm going to leave it alone. So Sunday when I get home from work, my leg is a little irritated. I take a shower. I let the hot water hit on it. I leave it alone, right? Then Monday, it's like my period. That Monday, I get up, I go to work at like 6:45, and I'm not feeling good. The cramps and dead leg. I looked at my leg before I went to work, and still the size of the little thing on my leg was like the size of a nickel, which wasn't bad because you know when you irritate something, it's gonna swell up a little, right?
Yeah.
3:45, I get home at like no later than 4:15. By the time I dropped my pants inside of my thigh from being the size of a nickel for a little bump I had to the size of a fucking grapefruit, I still didn't go to the hospital. I put on a warm compress and propped my leg up thinking that it was going to be okay. Now, mind you, this little insect bite or this little thing that's going on in my life, it's 3 inches away from my pussy, okay? Like, this boy's really trying to take me out. So, I go to the hospital the next day. Me and my boss were arguing. He's like, you really need to go to the hospital. I get there. I'm running a fever. I just drank a soda, and they said that where I got was the key body part of my leg, where the veins and everything is.
Yeah, it's the main artery or something. Maybe.
I'm thinking they have to give me a shot, you know, antibiotic, give me some medicine. No,
they had to cut that shit open, right?
Yes! Oh, my gosh, when I tell you, when they cut my shit open, it looked like I had a big-ass bullet hole in my leg. I was so fucked up in life. I cried because, mind you, I'm the only person that lives in Florida. I have no family. I have nobody there to take care of me except for my best friend and her family. The doctor's old. When the local anesthesia wears off, you're going to be okay, blah, blah, blah. Man, when the anesthesia wore off, I cried for 2 days. I was on my back for 5 days. Then 2 days after the incident, I had to take the packing out. I had to change the gauze every 3-4 days.
They stuck the gauze like inside of it though, right?
Yeah, I got bit by a spider. And what's crazy is I didn't think I was ever going to be able to wear shorts because my leg went from being red, blue, purple, and green, the normal bruising, to straight jet black. The inside of my leg was fucking jet black. And the medicine, just the antibiotic cream, once you hold the... You know what I'm saying? Then I had to take antibiotics. I was on hydrocortisone, 750 milligrams. And people was just like, yo, do you not understand that this nigga got a run on you? Because every time something happens with your car, something happens to your health. So then I had found paperwork in my car from where the chick he was cheating on me with, you know, brought him, had rented him a car. And I know that I'm not lying. And people like, we don't work. I believe in the Holy Trinity. But this shit really do work because she was like, when they went to church, her pastor prophesied on this motherfucker, like, whatever you're doing to that girl, Stop it. Stop walking on the dark side. Stop taking her money. Stop doing all the evil that you're doing her. And she never understood what the preacher was talking about because he played dumb. And she's like, what are you, she's talking about? He's like, I don't know. You know, maybe it's somebody's doing to me or something like that. But after she talked to me and I told her what I've been going through, and she's like, yeah, he had went on the dark side for you. My thing is, was my head getting much of a felony, nigga? You had to put two roots on me. What the fuck? He was ugly. So ugly don't always mean bad. He had a nice size dick, but my pussy skills were better than dick skills. I guess that's why he tried to take a bitch down. He couldn't do it on his own, so he had to go on the dark side.
Oh my god.
No.
Where? After that, no more ugly dudes for me. I went back to my pretty boys. You know what I'm saying? Fuck ugly dudes. No.
I didn't say mess with no fucking witch doctors and shit. I never said do that. Now, as soon as he would have said he was Haitian, I would have been like, oh, all right. I'm going to hit you later.
You got to be nice to give motherfuckers benefit of the doubt. I feel like, you know, I'll never do that again. And I have Haitian friends now, and they tell me that there's a difference. They don't even fuck with Haitians from Florida because the motherfuckers is far to the left. So I'm like, okay. So anytime that I feel like you can't eat my pussy because something ain't right, then I don't fuck with you. Because that should have been a point right there. Because he was like, hey, why you don't never want me to go down on you? Like, nah, I'm a giver. I ain't a receiver. So it's like, I can't think about this, man. I feel like you're going to ruin my pussy by putting your lips on it, or you're going to suck my soul out through my pussy. I couldn't say that. I mean, right now, I probably could. Being me, I was pale at the time. Shock is different. I could tell you that, you know, your dick ain't there. Your best friend, his dick might be better. I mean, I say all kinds of shit as chop, but as Pam, wholesome, instant Pam, I can do that. But, you know, the moral of the story is, ugly dudes got some fucked up ways. So just find out what is right for you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might meet most of the guys some good dick or have you with shit you normally wouldn't do. Now, have I had some dick like that before?
Yeah. I'm still stuck on this voodoo stuff.
I've only been dick with once in my life. That was by my ex-husband. He had some good dick. And he's a cheater. He wasn't ready to get married, but I was such a good, he didn't want anybody else to have me. But he used to cheat all the time, so I used to always picture him fucking other bitches. So I think that's what started my bisexual curiosity into sexualness. You know what I mean? Like, I used to want to watch him fuck somebody else. I ain't gonna lie. Motherfucker had a big dick. So I used to have problems taking it. I wanted to know if the bitches you fucking, if they take it, because if they can take it, I need to go to see. I need to learn how to do it. Then I just started getting freaky. I don't know. It's like when I'm fucking, if I think about my man, if, like a club setting, like one time I was getting fucked, and I don't know what made me go there. I was like fucking him, and I was grabbing his ass because he was on top, and then I closed my eyes, and I visualized us being in a club. And it was a pretty girl there that was short, and she had, like, nice teeth and a nice ass. And there was pool tables there. So I visualized a man putting her on the pool table and fucking the shit out of her. And when I tell you that shit, it got me so fucking turned on. And I was just so ready to fuck. Like, he was like, what's wrong? I'm like, nah, baby, this dick is just feeling good. But what he doesn't know is I had some visual aids to help the sex be better.
Cool.
And I mean, that's some shit I really like to happen. Like, I'd be out somewhere and we at a club and I see my man. I'm like, oh, look at her right there. I want to watch you. Now, if he got an average size dick and whatnot, then, I think I'm going to share. I didn't even call her the wealth. I'm not even going to share
I've never done it before. I can't say if I'm into it or not, but I'm just not to that point where I feel like I can be like, yeah, babe, I want to see you fuck somebody else. I am very possessive and like.
It takes a while. It's like you got to mentally do it first, right? And when you mentally do it in your head, then whatever response your body gives you, do it when it's fucking you, right? Then it's like if you get mad or you feel a certain kind of way, then no, you can't handle it. But for me,
I do get mad.
I
already know I get mad because it's like, you know, if some of his, you know, friends that a girl call, you know, I'm not,
you know,
like,
I'm
tripping,
not,
but I just be like, dang, you know. I mean, honestly, it's like we have friends who are guys. We have friends who are girls. You're going to be attracted to them. Now, of course, you don't take it to that point, but still. And I just think in my head, I'm like, is he attracted to her, even though they're friends? And then I get an attitude, and I be like, whatever. You know, even though I know he don't, you know, he's not doing nothing he's not supposed to be doing, it still just aggravates me. So I don't think I could go to those heights.
I think for me, I'm just retarded. You know what I'm saying? You're not retarded.
A lot of people, I mean, but that's the thing. You're into girls, so.
Well, no, I'm not really into girls. I'm into seeing them get their back blown out by my man. They'll be like, oh, hell yeah, it's not just me. You know, I like getting with them that got big dicks that I can't handle. Because it's a challenge. Then I want to see other bitch get punished so I can make sure that, you know, it's not just me.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. Now, I mean, have I fucked girls before? Yeah, but dick had to be in the equation except for my best friend, Guy. You know, like, once you lick it, you gotta take it. And I'm not really, you know, all keen on a bitch using the strap on. I can fuck myself. You know what I mean? But, like, with the dude or whatever, it's like every now and then, like, you want to reward your man. You know, you want to keep it interesting, you role play. But, like, me, it's like a reward. Baby, you take care of me, you give me everything that I need, everything that I want. So, guess what? I'm going to go ahead and let you do what you got to do. You know what I mean? So, my daughter is calling me. Let me play a song real quick so I can see what the hell she won't. Because she don't call me back. You know, today is the anniversary that Big died, and I have a mix that somebody sent me that I'm going to play today. But this is going to be quite interesting. You know what? Let's see. I'm going to play... Let's see. I'm not nasty. Okay. Nasty featuring Nelly, P. Diddy, Jagged Edge and Avery Storm. And hey now. Fucking buffer. Man, I swear, sometimes shit just be wanting to write for me.
I could just die. You're smart. She don't talk.
Okay.
To pick it to West. Ladies and gentlemen, I go on and on and on. We'll take him to the crib. Call up on the phone. Give him some cologne. Show me what you all about. Open up your back door, eat your chair.
So every
Sorry, girl. My son is learning to crawl, and he bumped his head. So he's okay now. I just put the phone down. I was like, what?
It's like, his name would not be Freaky Zeke. It would just be Zeke, because I really don't think Freaky is fun like he said he is. You have to look at it. I just said to overlook the fact you're sexually challenged. You know what I mean? You can pay. It's called hush money. You can't hush
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
I have to tell the truth. Your dick is whack. If I don't do that to the ass man, I will. Only person I would not do that to is Jesus Christ. He was a virgin. I'm not going to touch that. Jesus is the only man that said I would never be on that. Everybody.
I'm not fooling.
What? I sure would. Matter of fact, something to go downstairs with me, because a bitch is about to make a two-run cocktail. I got a drink. I'm saying. You know, I might be getting some things tonight. You know what I'm saying? I might decide to give the asshole tonight. So I need to be, you know, kind of prepared. And then those of you that are drinkers, y'all might learn something new. Okay? So I'm in the kitchen, right? And we have a little bar here and whatnot. So I always like to take some fruity shit or whatever. So it's like, here's my little shaker. Let me get my little crush ice. Y'all get right here a little bit of voice. So this is like a little preview of what my show's gonna be like drinking with Chop. And those that don't really know me, I do bartend. So if I was in a club or if I was in a restaurant, I would, you know, do the right shit, you know what I'm saying? Like as far as measures and all that other shit like that. So I tend to be heavy. So I have to cut ice and grenadine. So putting that in first, right? Because I like shit to be kind of sweet and fruity. While I've been drinking this to see if my food tastes like pieces, but
you're an idiot.
Okay, so like one shot. And my daughter got a big ass half a gallon of berry shot, so that's two shots there. So, you know, y'all look in the refrigerator? Okay. Let me see. Alright. So now I have my okay. Anytime you do something with peach, for people that like fruity shit or whatever, white peach orange. That's like really good. Now, I'm a professional drinker that I don't be measuring shit. Our reason I measured the liquor is because I was trying to think I was a fucking wuss. So, you know, boom. I put peach orchard in there. Now, mind you, peach orchard is already in there. Two shot pizza rock, and then we have the grenadine, right? So, pineapple. This is for all you motherfuckers, men, that swear if you drink pineapple juice, your night is gonna taste good. That is a motherfucking lie. Yes, I have alcohol in this. I have two shots of pizza rock. See, here's the bottle. And then here was a shot. I promise you, there is no water in it. I don't lie to kids. So here's a couple of splashes of pineapple juice in there. Okay, now let's see. What else do I want to put there? Oh, you know what? Just for the tropical flavor, mango passion fruit. Okay. Last to that. Now it's time for me to shake it up. Ooh, it smells fruity. Oh, you know what? Every fine martini glass, because this is technically like a martini, right? So,
got to bring my shaker back up. I got a shaker. Then I got to come back downstairs and get my martini. So, again, for everybody that's participating in the show, when I do some little crazy shit and go back downstairs and take some plain shots and probably call somebody over and smash them, it's going to be Capri fault. It's going to be Wolf fault. It's going to be J-Chan's fault. It's going to be B.S. Dave. Bella. It's going to be her fault. It's going to be all y'all motherfucking fault. And then what I decided to do is when I do get some dick, I'm going to make a video for y'all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to share the web. Yeah. Not the movie that I'm going to do, but I need to make some more video clips because I have a video clip on Twitter right now from my debut DVD. It's called Handling My Business. And I swear, when I first seen that clip, I was like, if I was a dude, I would fuck the shit out of me. I did not realize that my ass looked that good and how my coochie hang down. I had some fierce ass hang time.
I'm not fooling with you. You're a bad influence on me.
I'm a bad influence on you. Well, once you suck a boy's dick with the Pop Rocks, I'll take that. I'm a bad influence. Now, when you swallow, how do you like me? I like for the nut just go right down my throat.
So I am.
I don't want to take it.
When I do, let me see. I think it just guzzles down my chin and kind of like drips onto my titties. But see, Muddy's really the type. He's the type. He just likes to like pull out and go in that on my ass. Or in between my thighs. Or inside.
Now, see, I want to do come inside me when he lands. Because it's like, if I haven't come yet, when he comes, I don't know, his hot nuts triggers something in me. That makes me want to go fucking hard. You know what I mean? So I
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, it's like, see, I don't want to taste the nut because I have very high turn off triggers. If I smell your fucking nut and your shit nasty, that's the end of our relationship. That's the end of us. You put some nasty shit in my mouth.
I agree.
I like, fuck that. Because technically, your nut don't taste bad. You know what I'm saying? Because I love for a guy to go down on my pussy, eat me, and then come back and kiss me. Because I know my shit tastes good. You know what I mean?
But yeah, me too.
They shit got a fucking bite or whatever. Especially if they don't get to the bar. They've been eating fucking buffalo wings, drinking some beer. Y'all nut nasty. I don't give a fuck. Anybody tell y'all, y'all nut is nasty. Y'all are what the fuck eat. So, what y'all drink, pineapple juice shit don't fucking work. Eat some plain pineapple. That's why I just, like, I have a trick to when I'm sucking dick. I just want that shit to be down the throat so when they nut, it go all down. I don't gotta take nothing. Because if they taste that shit and it's remotely got me feeling a certain kind of way, I'ma spit shit on you. I'ma hold it in my mouth and I'ma spit it on you. Call me nasty, whatever the fuck you want to, but you gonna be upset because I'm gonna have to teach you. I like to break men in from doing foul shit. I like for a dude to come on my butt, and then I like for him to take his dick, and then he beat it. You know what I'm saying? He's like,
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He, like, spreads it on ass cheeks. Oh, wow. Or if we're going to do anal, there's nothing better than the man that is your lubricant getting fucked in the ass. Like, spread those ass cheeks, and then that's just,
So I told my sister, And she texted me at like 3 this morning and was like, guess what? I was knocked the hell out, so I didn't get it till this morning. And I was like, what? And she was like, we did it. I'm like, you did what? She was like, I lost my anal virginity. She was so excited. And I was like, well, yay. So, yeah, I definitely think that I'm going to try to give it another go again because I motivated her to, but I don't think, I mean, I know I didn't go all the way, so I'm going to try.
I'm telling you, and you know, on this show, we just keep it real. If people have weak stomachs or they are easily disgusted by open, frank conversations, get the fuck off my show. Hang up, click off the internet, get the fuck off somewhere. Now, this is for everybody that has done this one in their life. If you've had anal sex and your dude has come in your ass, that's an instant laxative. I'm sorry. I'm saying, don't, if you don't want nothing come out, don't let him come in your ass. Because if you had any issues prior to that, it will help you out. Now, I am like such an honest person to where when you're honest, shit can't come back and bite you in the ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, first time me and my ex-husband did it, he nutted in me. I was at work, and I didn't know that that's not supposed to happen. I mean, shit, he nuts in my pussy or whatever, right? I had a little accident at work. First time.
I know you.
So, I'm just here to tell you, ladies, be careful, whatever, about nutting your ass, because it will cause some side effects.
Thank you for telling me, because I would have never known, and I probably would have been mad than a bitch.
Oh, yeah, you would have shitted on yourself. I'm just keeping it.
You no, I didn't, just because I didn't even get to that point, but I'm glad I now know, so now I'm probably going to be a little even more scared to even try, but I have to go. My family is coming to eat, and it's about to get loud, and there are going to be kids here.
Oh, thank you for riding away with us.
I know, I freaking... I want to stay the whole time, but apparently this weekend decided to be family weekend, and I kind of wanted to just stay and fuck. Huh?
You don't need your family here in this show, because you might go to the bathroom and they don't need to see, you know, your mom and dad. You know, after a certain age, we don't need to see stuff like that. You can ask them questions, like, hey, honey, what?
Yes.
Right.
But you know what? Funny thing is, my family, they might just even hop on the phone and try to take over, to be honest.
Oh, damn.
My mom is already like, my mom is only like 40 something. And she's like, oh, well, yeah, y'all need to have me on the show because I'll tell you how to. And I'm like, Mom. I like to think that the only times you've ever done it is when we were born. So let's just, no. She's like, girl, I can tell you more than, Please don't. I'm working on it. I'm going to see if she'll come on the show Tuesday. I'm going to see if she'll come on the show.
Girl, your mama might turn out and then you'll just be like, oh my God. They'll be like, between two? What?
And her name is Sparkle, so don't make it no better.
She don't have one, she gonna get one.
Amen to that. All right, well, it was nice talking to y'all. Tuesday, it's on and cracking. I'm gonna be back in action, so.
Enjoy your damn day. I'm enjoying my martini and telling us more secrets, and then. I can't play with myself on here, so after I get off the show, I guess I'm going to fuck myself and see if I can squirt.
Okay, well, I'll be texting you to see how that goes. Send me a picture. All right, bye, y'all.
Oh, my God. See, this is the shit that I have to go through. It's not easy being me, because I just, I don't. I'm like doing a video or something like that. So, I mean, it's just different strokes for different folks. Now, okay, everybody knows today marks the death, the day that Biggie died. So, you know, every time that somebody passes or whatever, I always got to play something for them. So I had a mix last night, and I'm going to play it, then we'll come back, and then I'm going to tell y'all some more. And then I'm going to ask you some advice about a situation that I find myself in, specifically. So, be ready for this one. All right. So, here is a tribute to Biggie by DJ Next Level NYC. It's called the DIG Mix. Here we go.
You know, a lot of people, when Puffy came up here, one thing we tried to do was like with the whole Death Row situation, East Coast, West Coast. A lot of people would point the finger on the East Coast, West Coast, whole tragedy on Bad Boy and Death Row, I guess, you know, and the whole Tupac. It would say Biggie set it up, or Puffy set it up. But you want to comment on
Puffy? That powerful?
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, Pac said that. Pac said that the studio to see you somewhere and he like set up. And we were like, how is that possible?
He wasn't coming to see me. He was going to do a record for somebody else. I happened to be upstairs on the trophy front. See some sort of coming in. Yo, Pac was way up. We on our way down. Those kids happened to be in the hallways, come up, shot him or whatever. Got caught up in the mix of that.
And
he also was coming like issues because we did like this interview with him before, like months before he passed. Uh-huh. It was like his last interview that he did. I think it was the last interview he did at all, right?
Yeah, period, man.
And there was a lot of issues. Kind of partial, you know. We just,
uh-huh.
You know, we just, yeah, no question.
Stuff to everything.
Yeah, no question. And he spoke about in the beginning when all y'all was broken. You know what I'm saying? Coming up, that he had a certain style that he rapped, the concept behind his music. He felt like you guys stole from him to blow up to where you are now.
That's completely untrue to me. I mean, I've always been my own person, you know what I'm saying? I know what I wanted to do the day I came in the game, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he moved me to us because he knew a lot, you know what I'm saying? If you were a man and we hanging together, whatever, and you do a certain thing, you gonna tell me, yo, what you wanna do, you should do it just this way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't a situation where he did something I watched and stole it. He told me, yo, you can do a whole lot of things again. You could be the rapper, you could be the rich rapper, you know what I mean? You can rap as hard as you want on your album, but just make sure the radio got some junk, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you got those radio friendly records, that the girls is going like, that the radio's going like, help you sell your album.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that into consideration by making Big Poppers and One More Chance and Shoe Season, stuff like that. It was advice. I'm not getting stoked.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? He should have been happy for me more than anything else. He was saying I sounded like him. That's madness.
Mm-hmm.
I yell about my mouth. You know, it doesn't change. I'm still a good rapper.
There's a call button.
I'm in your mouthpiece, whole piece like the grease. When I release, you lose teeth, let me see. Player, please, blood flood your dungarees. That's just a half on my war path. Last now, I later, I rhyme greater than the ass player hater. Spectators, buy my CD twice. They see me in the street, they be like, yo, nice. But that's on the low, though. Be the cats with the dough, try to make me at my toe. I pull out both, they go up in their clothes. Shane, snort can. It's still tickling. I used to be as long as Ripple B. So little sick cripple me. Now I play it hard like my girl Zipple B. It gets sour like a pickle bee. Y'all know the rules. Movie cage and new truth. Get out all things we flew. Females we ran through.
Next level,
Ricky. Uh-huh.
The test is a rocket.
It's up you. It's you. Ricky. foreign. She extra, for extradition. She's got the grip on the net, put that grip on rest. The most shade. Kind of ranky, baby. No telling where they be. JCB, ABG, out at homecoming with my man. Come on, coming. You should know my steelo. And for 10 G's, girls, for 30 G's, the shit. So, all G's, with what I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the door, hurry up.
Thank you.
crack of dawn, and now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eyes. Who's this page me, and why? This nigga pop from the barber shop. Told me he was a damn spot. It's an interesting spot. I just want to take me like fly paper, paper. So now, love, please chill, drop paper. Remember that nigga from the hill on the brown stand with that two dice swing? He was loving the guy's nice swing. Yeah, my nigga fed from the prospect. Now, them niggas, now, love wouldn't disrespect. I didn't them. They school me to the liquors that you knew from back then when you was clocking money. Now that you're blowing up like nitro. When they was sick tonight, do you win? I slow. So, thank fame for me, cause now I'm born and you got the back. Niggas, tell me what you're gonna do. Niggas wanna stick me on my face. Niggas wanna stick me on my face.
Thank you.
up in the memory, hanging pictures on my wall. Every time I tell you about the type of magic, it was all a dream. I used to pour up magic, salt and pepper, and heavy D up in the memory, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rapping the type of magic, rolling balls. I let my tape drop to my tape top, smoking with bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red light with lumberjack, the hat. Remember I've been through the hard, never thought hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I run tight, time to get head blow like the world trade. Sinner, the opposite of a winner, remember I used to start deep enough. Piece of broad, truthy feet, kick it free. But master, love, love, start skis. Growing up, you thought I would, call it a fame, the same hood, it's all good. And if you don't know, now you know.
Honey, call me the condom filler. What if comes on stiff dick? Big reasons to make shit fit. Check Ninja, she don't remember shit.
just remain it. If it's possible, make the deal go through. If not, get 12 shit, we know how you do. Please, your killing's clean. Slut for them and clean. They eyes like true lies, kill them until you're clean. Just go back to coke or the clean. Or else, your life is on the shit. We mean this right. The cats we fucking with the balls. Get your mom's dead. Let's get this money, baby. They say we can save it. Just like ladies, they burn them in 3 days and they come to kill our babies. All out. I got cats that blow the wall out. Clear them all out. Fall out. Word to stretch, I bet they push. The 7 digits push me. Fucking real. Here's the deal. I got 100 bricks. 45 a piece. Enough to top 6. Buy the house on the beach. Supply the peace with cheap. Bring a piece. Capiche. No one considers them leech. Think about it now. They say I'm near 0.5. I kill them all. I'll be set for life. Right, pay attention. You motherfuckers are henchmen. Renegade. If you die, they still get paid. Extra property. Fuck the robbery. I'm the boss. Promise you more. I promise. But of course, you know I have my fingers crossed. Just like us. Picture me being scared of a nigga that breathes in the air.
Here comes his crew, his crew, or they might be next.
need to move on. My all is about to come to make the world go down. But fuck it, bitches in my homegirls now.
Yeah. The I'm right. drinking and doing my show. It's kind of after this to somebody's house. Anyway, I've come to the close of my show, and oh wow, this is crazy. As for Tuesday, I don't have anybody slated, but today is Saturday, subject to change. Okay, hold up. Gwen Hart Radio, the cast of that, with Black Answer and some other guys is supposed to be coming out. They were supposed to be having radio already. They're not ready for me, so it doesn't fucking matter. So, Tuesday's going to be kind of crazy. I'll be back on 8 o'clock from 8 to 10. And, you know, you guys will be riding Track Wave, and we'll be having fun. Shout out to Wolf, Liz, and everybody else that was listening and all the little gum chat stuff like that. Oh, wait a minute. John Pandas, he's not on here now, but he was the wave and everything like that. Yes, Eastern time. And Wolf is going to be the co-host next week, so you guys get to see him and his sexy lips and everything like that. Fucking insider, I got you back today. And then I'm going to hit him on Skype and say some other shit. Oh, how you do? You know, he'll be quiet on the show. And, oh, John Panda's back. Shout out to Starkey1471. You guys coming in at the end of the show. I'm not running over there because I got to take my daughter shopping. And then I got to decide how I'm going to get this nut out of me because I'm not touching it today. And then I got to think about what I'm going to do for this this movie that I'm going to be in with Dragon and Wolf and everybody else has talk me into doing. Now, everybody remember the concoction made. Two shots of Ciroc, grenadine, wild orange peach, apple juice, and mango passion twist, okay? So Tuesday I'll be drinking again. I might have red berry this time, but yeah, I go when I do my show. So I enjoy, guys. I love you. I will be back Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same channel, different time. Saturdays is always 2 to 4. Tuesdays and Fridays is 8 to 10. So I will see you guys then. I love you, and thank you for riding the chocolate wave. Bye.